that Christian C O Cal, that cowboy G A gay Christian guy.
You can't be talking about Glenn Meadmore, could you be?
Yes, we could. He said, you can't be talking about Glenn Meadmore, could you? Yes, we could.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Well, where?
We have... We have the... the people who are responsible for that CD, Perverted Dora Records.
Hello.
Why? Frank is asking why.
Why?
Why?
Why, Chris? Why?
That was Fabrice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here to speak for
thank
himself,
you. Fabrice and Andre.
I'm sure there's a reason why.
I don't think he's.
Born again.
He's Mike, but I think what he's trying to say is that we're here for a good cause. This happy Easter.
Can you hear what he's saying? Frank can't hear you. Could you talk? See, could you talk a
little
louder?
I don't think that his mic is working right.
Yeah. Yeah, because it doesn't. He's not coming through the doodad. We'll work it out, don't worry. Technical difficulties.
It's okay.
Technical difficulties.
No problem.
This is Frank Moore Shaman's Den on Love Underground Vision Radio in Berkeley, California, USA. And we are having technical difficulties with Bob's mic.
Yeah, it's okay.
But we're working on it. We like to wait until everything gets started to iron these technical difficulties out. We don't like to do it ahead of time. See? Chris.
Chris's mic seems to be working.
Chris's mic is working. So, Chris, why? Frank is asking why on this Glenn Meadmore question.
What is the question? Like, Gwen,
why is
Glenn Meadmore?
Glenn Meadmore couldn't be here tonight. He's in L.A. right now.
Okay, so.
So why did you put out a Glenn Meadmore CD?
Why did I put out the Glenn Meadmore CD? Well, because people were screaming at me. Every time I would just go out just to check the mailbox or something like that, people would be screaming.
Check.
He'd go out to check the mailbox and people would be screaming at him to do a Glenn Meadmore CD.
I couldn't stand the screaming always.
And he couldn't stand the screaming. Where do you... Where do you live? That you had people out there screaming for Glenn Meadmore.
Well, Glenn's from L.A., but we're living in San Francisco. And, the reason why you want to put out a Glenn Meadmore CD is because he's got a vision, you know. He's got this born-again Christian cock-sucking thing going on. And, like, I can't get enough of it, you know what I mean?
I don't know. Yes. Maybe if we could just hear a little bit of
play. What's the song that we want to hear?
Where?
And it's like it is like Easter Sunday, so we should definitely celebrate.
You know, Glenn's out there listening in L.A.
Supposedly,
Lego Lamb and Company, I'm sure, are listening up in the Twin Cities.
Christian,
I want to say hello to them.
S.
As soon as we're...
You.
As soon as we can.
C. K.
How about the first one?
Sucking. Where else can you hear Christian sucking cock?
Right. That's a good question. And like Glenn Meadmore brings us straight home with that.
X except in C California. Except in California. Except in C A T Catholic. Oh, except in Catholic churches.
Now, let's wait a minute. Did anybody go down to the, Castro tonight? I was there. Tonight, this afternoon. And there was no Catholics there to be seen. It's like they should have put up their dukes. And I was ready to duke it out with them. I asked all the Catholics to be there. But are we going to listen to some Glenn Meadmore? That would be great. You know.
Sure. Go ahead. Did you pick a track already? Okay. Here's some Glenn Meadmore.
Because he is real crazy about dumplings, then we're going to have to get back on some beef for a while. We've been off of beef now for several days, and all during the holidays. We've had ham and chicken, so we're going to have to get back on some beef.
That was Glenn Meadmore. Yes, Frank. Hal?
You know what? We didn't play the right Glenn Meadmore song, I don't think.
How did you?
No, because it's like Easter Sunday. And could I ask you just to play one more song, really quickly? I think it was track number 5. And that'll give the... that'll give the Easter. That was what I was hoping we were going to play, and that's the Easter song, and then we could talk about whatever after, okay?
Okay, here goes.
Oh, I was once one of those desperate, bitter queens, haunting those tea rooms and sex clubs, looking for someone who would just love me. And I found him. And you know what? If God can save a Nelly ass old queen like me, just think what he can do for you.
Jesus calls.
How you found us. That's how you found us.
You're right, I found you guys because you had, well, in a roundabout way.
Come unto Jesus, is that the one? Yes. Okay. To C-A-R-R, to carry the Easter theme. To continue on with the Easter theme, here's Country Porn, Come Unto Jesus.
All right, cool.
Well, boys, folks out there in pornograph land, the old clock on the wall's telling us it's time to close again. So right now it's my very great pleasure to do for you a sacred tune from the Anal Roberts Show for your listening pleasure.
Come unto Jesus.
The good Lord wants you all to know it's no sin to fall. We're friends and neighbors now. Don't be shy when the sex urge comes to call. Just jump and suck, we'll lick and fuck. Have yourselves a screw on the big guy. That's just what the good Lord meant you to do. So remember the good book says, love and let love. Well, cast those stones at sin. Right into your bed, and when you finally get it in, you've got to come for Peter, come for Paul, come for Mary too. And if you come to Christ, Jesus Christ will bless you.
Good folks here with us tonight. Lord have mercy, I don't mean to sermonize, and I'm not going to sell you prayer rugs, no. I want to talk to the ladies. Ladies, when it's getting late, and that young fella you're with is a-staring with a sexually satanic look in his eye, he's a-breathing hard, and you just know it in your heart that he's a-trying to score. Well, baby, don't you be getting a headache and don't be saying it's that time of the month, no. Because love is a rare and splendid thing that comes once, so honey, open your door.
And remember, the good book says you gotta love and let love. Well, cast no stones at sin.
and you take that young fella right into your bed. When he finally gets it in, you've got to come for Peter, come for Paul, and come for Mama Mary too. If you come twice, Jesus Christ will bless you. Oh, he will. I'm saying, if you come twice, Jesus Christ, gonna want to know why there's so much sin and perversion on the streets of San Francisco. Why the communism and lesbianism and pedestrianism and homosexuality and rock and roll music going hand in hand down a twisted path of debauchery? Why did Chris Christopherberg change his name? You know, the big picker don't want you to come a quarter time. No, when he don't want you to come a half time. No, when he don't even want you to come one time. Because just as sure as love is a four-legged word, if you come twice, Jesus Christ will bless.
I want to get to announce one song tonight. This is called the Sexual Intercourse Polka.
I want a partner for sexual intercourse. Sexual intercourse takes my mind off death. I want a woman who wants a one-night stand, who loves a well-hung man with whiskey on his breath. I roam around the town all night long. I know my search is over when I hear you sing a song. Choosing, I want a partner for sexual intercourse. I want a man who's hung like a horse. I want somebody who use a little force and make a woman out of me. Oh, I know she is out there. I can feel it in my bones. Soon I will find her and take her to my home. Then I'll remind her of all the tricks I bought. Then she can show me all the tricks some other man taught her. Please be my partner for sexual intercourse. If you decide to pull a train, then please let me go first. Yeah, I'll be the coffin and you can be the hearse. We'll get drunk and party all night long. You heard it first. I'm from the whiskey solidarity. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So that was the Whiskey Sour Notes.
Yeah.
That was the Sexual Intercourse Polka, one of my favorites.
She said that was the Sexual Intercourse Polka, one of her favorites. S. So, when did you, S, start Pervertidora?
Pervertidora has been around for, well, it started germinating, is that the word? No, it's a German
germinating. Officially, I'd say 1998 is official, but before that, actually, it was an idea that was coming for sure.
Yeah.
We used to be called Verve Records. Have you ever
Oh, I've heard of them.
Yeah.
We
changed our format just a little.
Uh-huh. Well, you don't look old enough. And
no, it's the hair dye. Hair dye does wonders.
And how and what? No. Why did you... Why did you see H change your name to Pervertidora? Not to M mention your C O N content of your catalog?
Well, you got to go with new things sometimes.
Uh-huh. You know, you have to go with new things, with change.
Well, it would be a little bit misleading for people that have been buying Verve records for 30, 40, 50 years for them to suddenly pick up a record and it's Glenn Meadmore or Fluff Girl or something like that. They might not be quite prepared for that stuff.
So we had to start a whole new label, name and concept, and, well, there you go.
So they started a new label and concept, Pervertidora. What is the C O N C concept? What is the concept?
Well, Joanna, would you take this one?
Sure, Chris. I'd be happy to. Well, the concept for this, I would say, is that there's a lot of music out there in the world. A lot of great music out there that just never gets any exposure. People never get to hear it. The right people never get to hear the right music. We're just bombarded with this crap that they play on commercial radio stations, and it's force-fed to us. And there's so many bands that we really need to, you know.
Scorpions.
Yeah.
If I hear one more Scorpions.
Sure. Yeah, exactly like that. So bands like Glenn Meadmore, The Whiskey Sour Notes, Fluff Girl, and Monster Under Bed, those are all bands that have been part of the underground scene and are highly creative individuals that really, you know, they're great and they need to get some exposure. And so anything we can do to get exposure. And we have gotten some interest worldwide. In fact, we have a business contact, associate, friend in the middle of Belgrade right now, actually. We don't know if he's there right now. His name is Peter Lukovic, and he's part of XC Magazine, and we've been in contact with him, and he loves the Whiskey Sour Notes. And as the bombs were falling, he and his family were listening to the Whiskey Sour Notes, so we know we've reached out to a lot of people. Yeah, it does. But, you know, people all over the world, even in a bombarded place like that, you know, the internet still runs, and so we can still use it to contact people, and we use our, you know, the website to get this out to a lot of people, and, you know, because we have samples of the music on there, and if anybody, you know, doesn't know about our website, it's http://www.pervertidora.com. So you can go to that and read all kinds of things about the various bands, anything we forget to say, but... That's, you know, the concept is just to get interesting music out there, and that's what we hope to keep on doing.
That is E X exactly why we started Lover, this radio station, for the same reason. And Y W E WeFest is so important. It's the same thing. Bands, you can't play at the WeFest if you're with a major label. So you have to be an independent label or just, you know, putting it out yourself to play. And for them, it's like it's a week-long festival, and it's $15 to hear bands, like, for 7 days, unless you're part of the record industry, and then it's $1,500, and they're not kidding. But it's the same kind of idea of getting
people
to get people exposed to each other, to meet other people. that are doing the same thing.
I can't really afford the life insurance money that I would want to have if I was to hop a train to go to Austin to be at South by Southwest.
To say that what? You couldn't. To go where? What did you just
Austin,
say?
Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas.
And what's
and
that?
South by Southwest. They just had the... And I think the bands have to pay $150 for something to play.
And what's the, what is South by Southwest?
It's like SXSW, South by Southwest, and... every year
it's like
they have
so like a festival?
Yeah.
Is it a music festival?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they just had it like it was like 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And like I know that like Frank Kozak who does like Man Ruin Records and stuff and they're like they used to be a big well they still a big label.
They still a big label.
Anyway, they're still a big label or not a big label, they're a little label actually and they you know, like they had like a big like what do you call it? Showcase there and it was like I don't think the Dwarfs played but I know that the Fuck Emos played and the Idiots played. Two of my favorite local, well, like Fuck Emos are from Texas and they rock. Are you guys done with the Fuck Emos?
No, well, I don't know who they are.
All right, I think I may have brought some Fuck Emos with me, so maybe we'll play some later on.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay, the.
I'm just going crazy.
The lie is there is not M.A. many good bands. The lie is that there aren't many good bands around.
I think that's true. Well, yeah, that's
true. That's the lie.
It's true that that's the lie.
There's a lot of bands that just are not getting. They're not getting the exposure they need. The good
right,
bands.
Right. Yeah.
Those are the ones.
How do you pick the bands that you're going to do? How do you select them?
They find me.
Let me just say that they picked Fluff Girl, which is one of the few bands that they're gonna put out, and they picked us because I happen to be a friend, and that's pretty much the only reason. It has nothing to do with that.
It's not true. He caught me playing, trying to catch little rodents in Golden Gate Park, and he came up to me and he fucking put a gun to my head, and I said, okay.
But how did you pick him? Fluff Girls? No,
oh,
or any
Fluff
band.
Girl. Well,
Can
I just know how to pick him. Can we play a little bit of it?
Can I get in? Can I get on your label?
Well, like we have to tell a lot of musicians, our plate is pretty full right now, you know?
We're waiting to get our record out.
We don't even
have to wait.
Yeah,
we just gave Fluff Girl a $100,000 advance, and so far we haven't seen shit from them. How do we know we can trust you?
How M A many. How many bands do you have? Was that, if that's the right word?
Too goddamn many, starting with, how many do we have?
Well, let's
three,
see.
Four, five, six, at least a half a dozen.
Let's see, there's Glenn Meadmore we've already played.
No, we don't have enough, but we need support from you listening
right
around the world.
He said we need CDs support like from you and people listening this around the world.
I hadn't planned to do this, but this is my plug.
H-E-R, here I am, here you are.
It was all I could do to bring a stack of discs to play for it. Here we go. Here's one.
What are we going to listen to next?
This is Fluff Girl, okay. Never Neverland. It's due out, I would say, summer. The first track.
And before we listen to this, I just want to say, like this is very tongue-in-cheek kind of thing, so I hope you enjoy and, like, have a tongue-in-cheek kind of, like, experience with it. You'll see what I'm talking about.
You got
that. I hope no one gets mad.
People that don't watch movies might not get this, but we'll see.
Doesn't this cafeteria have a no fags allowed rule?
Hey, killer. Why are you on your knees? You queer or something?
I know what you've been after, you goddamn faggot.
You must be creaming all over your little faggot self.
After all this, you won't have to hang out with that faggot Caesar anymore.
Unhappy? Faggot?
You're a faggot, a dirty queer.
You a queer?
Hell no, sir.
What's the matter? You going faggot?
Dude, you turn a faggot on me or what?
Oh, you're a big, tough country faggot, ain't you?
What do you faggots want?
You hear me, you fucking faggots?
Fuck you, faggot.
Fuck you, queer.
Who is this faggot?
You bald-headed, flat-foot faggot.
As young boys do, we explored the back roads and sideways and byways of our neighborhood, and oftentimes people would dump pornographic books of a harder nature than more graphic, you might say, more explicit nature than we would encounter, let's say, in your local grocery store. The most damaging kinds of pornography are those that involve violence and sexual violence, because the wedding of those two forces brings about behavior that is just too terrible to describe.
Go ahead. Okay, so that was Fluff Girls off the Pervertidora label. And we have Bob right here from Fluff Girls. Yeah, so what do you need?
And that was a song inspired by living in San Francisco, I guess. Anyways, so what shall we talk about?
Frank is asking, do you want to do a show on Lover? He's asking you guys. DJ a show, host a show.
Host a show?
On this station.
Certainly. I'd love to come back and, like, come back.
Well, no, he's saying, like, do your own show.
Do,
like,
my own show?
Yeah, like you guys would do it from your house, from your computer.
At this point, I don't have a computer.
Well, do you guys have a computer?
Yes, we do.
They have a computer.
Yes, we do.
So yeah. There we go, I guess.
Yeah, I think we would. I think
that'd
we would be
great.
Interested.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be great.
Then you can plug all your stuff and all
yeah,
the, you know,
all
the
all
bands
stuff,
that you like.
Absolutely. And I can plug all my friends' stuff.
Right.
I was, like, very, like, I've been cautious about what I could talk about, but I'd love to talk about, like, you know, Murder City Comics from San Francisco that's been around forever. They haven't put out an issue in 6 years, and maybe if they see or hear their name on the air, maybe they might get inspired to, like, go and do another issue again, you know. You know
what
I'm saying?
Do
okay.
You, what do they, what do they,
for this one,
no, what do L, P, Pervertidora, no, what do P-E, people, what do people get if they S-E send A-N you, our nude photo to you, guys.
What do people get if they send a nude photo to me?
No, to, well, I don't know. To
no,
the
to Pervertidora Records.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you know how on
well,
our site.
send it to them, but make
well,
sure I get to see it.
Well, that's a surprise, and it varies, actually. It would depend, but if anyone actually wants to know, they should send us some photos.
She's not telling. She
if
says
if you really
want to
know, send us some photos,
where?
And you'll see what you get.
Where do they send them? Where do they send them to?
Well, our P.O. Box is, it's listed on the website, but if you want to know, it's P.O. Box 192-350, San Francisco, California, 94119. You can send it to Pervertidora Records. And, well, we check that regularly, so
Mikey.
It would be a quick turnaround. Anybody wants to send us anything interesting like that.
The mic. Yeah, okay, so everybody got that. And let's give the website again.
www.pervertidora.com. That's Pervertidora.
.com. Yeah. So, yeah, and they could get your P.O. box off of there, right?
Yes, on the website, it's
yes.
on there.
Okay.
And who's going to win a date with somebody with us? Is that what the deal was? I forgot. Anyways.
Do?
So, shall we listen
do
to some
you,
more rock and roll?
Do you have the B.A.? The band on the S on the site. No,
yes.
On the S on the site. You have clips from the band?
Yes,
yeah.
We do. We have clips of the music of all the bands are on the site. So you can hear a sample of it on there if you have a MP3. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go from our site and download MP3 if you don't have it. So you can get a sample of it all, but I think we're going to play a little bit of everything tonight, anyways. And
they're going to play a little bit of everything tonight, anyways. But you can get a sample of stuff on their site.
The next thing I think that should be interesting to hear would be from Monster Under Bed. And from the album Squeeze Bullies Project, I think we might already have that queued up over there.
First track.
No, let's not play the first track. Let's try. What track?
Which track should we hear?
Anything but the first
track.
Okay. Anything but the first
track. Okay. All right. The consensus is, how about?
Yeah, they gotta listen to the first track because it's the first track. Okay. They should listen to the second track first.
Second track? All right, go, Mikey.